This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Resource One Credit Union's very own Mary Beth Spuck, Nakuso's Jack Antonini, and QCash Financial's very own Seth Brickman. They are each here sharing with us the importance of QSOs and then the value that Nakuso brings to the credit union industry as well. It's great to have these three different perspectives here sharing their message on the value of QSOs and Nakuso to the credit union industry. So again, really great stuff here from Seth, Jack, and Mary Beth. So I hope you check it out. Awesome to see you broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have quite the crew gathered here on our Zoom call. We're going to be talking about the value of QSOs and the value of Nakuso. And because obviously, I think the importance of this sector of the industry grows in importance each day, as you guys know, because you guys are living it day in and day out. So, but let's do some introductions, shall we, right before we get into the topic here. I'm going to go ladies first, since it's Valentine's Day. Mary Beth Spuck from Resource One Credit Union, right down there diagonal from me. Mary Beth, how are you today?
I am doing great. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. And then right below me, we have none other than Jack Antonini of Nakuso. Jack, good to see you again.
And you as well, Mike. It's always good to see you and to get a chance to talk with you.
Oh, it's always going to be funny. It's always going to be fun, especially when you're in the mix, Jack. So things happen when you're in the mix. So we always enjoy that. And then right next to me, last but not least, Mr. Seth Brickman from QCash Financial. Seth, how are you? Good to see you as well.
Yeah, Mike, I am great. And it is always great to be on your show. And especially when we get to talk about really important things like the value Nakuso brings to credit unions and to QSOs and to anybody in the industry to really get a grip on how we can change people's lives. So it's good to be here.
Yeah. And QSO, again, like I said, you know, they're growing in importance every day. And there's more and more. I mean, gosh, I can't believe, you know, the Nakuso conference, Jack, or Nakuso network conference, Jack, has grown by leaps and bounds over the years as well. And that's one of my favorite conferences of the year, because there's this kind of entrepreneurial spirit there. So, and I'm sure you feel it as well. And it's a cool vibe, if you will. It's kind of like a startup type of thing. So can you give us, I mean, from your perspective, because this is near and dear to your heart, obviously, the importance of QSOs, and then we'll get into the importance and the value that Nakuso brings as well. So Jack, I'm going to let you start things off, just the kind of the value of QSOs that they bring to credit unions these days, especially today's fast-paced business world.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And the QSOs bring so much value. It's really kind of amazing. It's a story that hasn't changed a lot, honestly, because credit unions, you know, when you look at each credit union, their niche is different. You know, the market that they serve is different, but they're taking care of their members and they're doing a wonderful job of it. The challenge is when you look at the competitors that we have as an industry, I mean, literally JPMorgan Chase is bigger than our entire industry, right? They have resources that are just limitless, you know, and we have several competitors like that. We have big fintech competitors. There's a lot of people out there that are competing to try to get the members' business. What we need to do is to be able to help credit unions to be able to really be competitive. And so from one perspective, it's helping credit unions to have economies of scale. And QSOs are great with that. You know, they literally, like PSCU, for example, was formed originally to help credit unions to be able to get the economies of scale from a contract with FDR on processing credit cards, because FDR contracts, and I was there back at the time when they were doing this, and I was doing the same thing at USAA, they're based on volume. And so the more volume you could do, the lower your unit cost was. Well, individual credit unions could never get to those volume breaks. But by coming together and forming PSCU, they got those breaks, and the rest is history. Yeah. You know, PSCU has gone on to do so many other wonderful things, you know, for credit unions. But economies of scale is a real big benefit that QSOs bring. You know, the other thing that is really neat about QSOs is that QSOs are credit union owned. That's a unique thing, you know. And so there's a difference in terms of when credit unions are serving their members and when a credit union owned solution is helping them serve their members, because they're going to be focused on the member. That's what's most important. You know, most other vendors, if you will, that are out there, they're focused on the return for their shareholders. You know, members are a necessary you know, evil, if you will, to be able to get to that return that they're looking for. It's totally different, you know, within the industry for credit unions. And there's a love and a passion for members and serving members. And that comes through in CUSOs as well. You know, that CUSOs really have that central core value, which you don't find in other organizations. So that's important. Also expertise. You know, when you think about it, things like member business lending, mortgages, depending on the size of your credit union, those can be very technical, very complicated. You know, there's limits in terms of the amount of MBLs that you can have on your balance sheet and things like that. So as a result, it's hard to get the best expertise to be able to serve your members in small business loans. But CUSOs are perfect for that. Yeah. If there's about 80 or 90 business services CUSOs and a similar amount of mortgage services CUSOs that help credit unions with those technical requirements that are just kind of complicated. And if you don't do them all the time, you know, it's can be costly and difficult to get the expertise to be able to do that. So a CUSO, again, has that same member passion, really takes care of your member, does a fabulous job, and brings you the low cost and expertise that you need to be able to offer those kind of products. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, CUSOs can bring tremendous access. When you think about, you know, like how Cuddle got started in the origin, back in the good old days, right? Yeah. You know, Sega Direct Lending. And I guess they're called Origins now. I mean, you know, they've kind of rebranded themselves, but you know, back at the time that they started, you know, credit unions were routinely helping, you know, members to be able to get loans from a car dealer and all, but eventually there were so many financial institutions that were in the dealers that individual credit unions in a given market were kind of getting pushed out because they couldn't individually have their own computer screen there, you know, for the F&I person to be able to work with. So Cuddle came together, built this beautiful solution that allows multiple credit unions to be presented through a single technical method, if you will. I'm not exactly sure what they're using today, which is why I'm stumbling on my words. But you know, they are able to help to be able to give access, you know, so that members, when they go to car dealerships, can be able to get a loan from their credit union and not have to pay the high fees and all the rest of that that comes when you get your financing through a dealer. So, I mean, so if we think about that, there's economies of scale, there's expertise, there's the member focus from being credit union owned, there's access. There's just a lot of different things that CUSOs bring to the table to help credit unions. Yep. You know, part of what we try to do is to help credit unions understand that, you know, that there is tremendous value in working with CUSOs. And there are several, I mean, Mary Beth can speak to it. And, you know, there are several credit unions out there that have really done extremely well by working with CUSOs. And Callahan goes through and they do this analysis. We've had them do it for us for several years. And the credit unions that use CUSOs a lot actually outperform their peers that don't use CUSOs as much. Yeah. Which is pretty amazing. So that's the kind of thing that we see as being really beneficial, you know, for CUSOs and helping credit unions. You know, and then what we try to do to be able to help in that whole environment is helping to connect credit unions to the right types of CUSOs. So part of that is we have a CUSO analyzer, which is unique that members have access to that Callahan put together for us, and we pay them to maintain it every year and update it and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to look up a particular type of CUSO, if you're thinking about getting into a new product or service or maybe a new delivery mechanism, you can find that through the CUSO analyzer, and you can find a CUSO that's there that does those types of services. You can look by type of service. You can look at it by state. You can look at which credit unions own or use those services. Mm-hmm. So you've got a great resource there that can help you. The conference is great, you know, in terms of helping to connect people. And, you know, we call it the network conference because that's what people told us over and over and over that they got so much benefit from, right? Was meeting like-minded peers and being able to talk about collaborations together and being able to find people that have the solutions that they're looking for. And again, particularly CUSO-owned solutions, so that they know it's going to have that member focus and member passion that they're looking for. And then we help with webinars and other things like that, you know, for folks to be able to get educated. So there's a variety of things that we do to be able to help to connect credit union leaders to the CUSO solutions, or help them if they want to put together a CUSO on their own to be able to do that, you know. So, and then the other thing that we do, because our big focus is education, advocacy, and then network and connection. Mm-hmm. And in the advocacy side, we limit our focus basically to credit union collaboration and CUSOs. We think NAFQ and CUNA do a wonderful job representing the entire industry on a very, very broad array of issues that the whole industry faces. But when it comes to being able to collaborate and having a collaboration-friendly environment, that's really what we focus on. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our focus, if you will, in terms of, you know, what we do to help with helping credit unions understand the benefits of CUSOs and helping them to be able to realize those.
Yeah, it's kind of keeping it all in the family, so to speak, and in the credit union ecosystem, and everyone knows the importance of that. And Mary Beth, Jack set you up quite nicely here to get the credit union perspective here. Can you provide us with the credit union perspective on the value of CUSOs that you guys have discovered at your credit union, as well as how NCUSO has really kind of opened your eyes to the value of CUSOs as well? So if you can provide us with the credit union perspective, that would be wonderful.
Most definitely. You know, NCUSO has been invaluable to me throughout my career. I started in 2010 attending NCUSO events. At that time, I worked for a credit union. I was the chief administrative officer. And then, oh, by the way, we also want you to now be the CEO of our wholly owned CUSO. And NCUSO was so valuable in helping me to learn how you run a CUSO. Right? It's a little bit different. I'd been to CUNA management school. I kind of had an idea about how a credit union runs, but CUSOs are different. And my credit union at the time, I think we had like five credit union CUSOs. So I was on the boards of CUSOs.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing, the collaboration of working with other credit unions, being able to deliver services to our members.
Mm-hmm,
but there, you know, we could reduce expenses, we could provide better services to our members, we could also bring in non-interest income. So our philosophy at that credit union at the time was really to use credit CUSOs for a multitude of different reasons. You know, some credit unions do it just strictly for expenses or services, others do it for non-interest income. We really did it for all three of those. And NCUSO was there along the way. Every time I went to the NCUSO conference, I partnered up and found new collaboration partners. I found vendors to work with and other CUSOs that we were able to bring back to the credit union. Even now, NCUSO, we participating in the sale leaseback CUSO that was just recently started. And that was all because of my connections through NCUSO. And now with them bringing on the fintechs and helping credit unions to be able to partner, you know, for so many years, credit unions, our focus has always been service, and that's what has set us apart from other banks. And we're now seeing over the last couple of years, we're kind of losing ground when it comes to Net Promoter Score. And I really think it's all about now people want convenience and they want ease of use. And so if you can focus on those things, then Net Promoter Score will come into play. And the CUSO really helps with that, right? Mm-hmm. Many of our credit unions, and especially small credit unions that I talk to, they're sort of stuck with these legacy systems,
yep.
right? And so it makes it even harder to be able to deliver service and products to their members.
Mm-hmm.
But the collaboration of CUSOs and working with other credit unions is really what makes the movement so much stronger.
Yep.
And I just find that NCUSO has been so vital to me in my career.
Yeah, I just did an interview yesterday and we were talking about how smaller credit unions are partnering with CUSOs out there and leveraging that. I mean, Linda Bodie's element, her credit union element comes to mind, right top of mind, you know, because she told me a long time ago, hey, use those CUSOs, leverage those things. I mean, and then, you know, you can really be a success if you do that smartly. So yeah, so I totally get what you're saying, Mary Beth, and so happy that you guys have been able to leverage CUSO, obviously, and you've been working with CUSOs on a very high level for many, many years now. So it's great to get your perspective. And Seth, getting the CUSO perspective, I want to get your perspective on the value that you've seen from your perspective, because we have obviously the NCUSO, the credit union, and now the CUSO. So from your perspective, how do you see the value here for you guys?
So the value for us is huge, Mike. You know, one of the reasons I love being a member of NCUSO and attending the NCUSO conference is there are experts there that educate you. So whether it is Guy Messick, the CUSO guru, or Brian Lauer talking about the interesting things that are happening from a legal perspective. There's always innovation that's occurring with NCUSO's partnership with VentureTech. There's incredible motivational speakers. Like this year, we're so excited about Jerry Rice being at the conference and speaking. And then you take all of that and you mix that with my ability to interact with credit union leaders and other CUSOs, where I can both be coached and coach more junior CUSOs. You know, it just becomes, it truly is, it's a network, it's a family. It's a time where you come and you learn and you grow and you give. And so it's a very fulfilling environment. And the CUSO as a whole, their whole purpose is serving the credit union industry. And, you know, as you know, with QCash, our whole purpose is helping credit unions help their members during life events. And so anytime we can partner with an organization that is so solely focused on the credit union space, that's going to be a place we're going to be every time.
Yeah, they get it. I mean, they get it. You know, again, the ecosystem of it all. And Mary Beth, I'm going to come back to you from the credit union perspective as NACUSO approaches, and it's going to be here, you know, like the GAC, it's going to be here before you know it. So what is your anticipation going into NACUSO each year? Because for me personally, I go back to that entrepreneurial, that startup environment, that kind of a cool vibe that you get there. It's like, what are we going to discover this year at NACUSO? You know, so it's really kind of going like going to Disneyland type of thing. So for you, for a credit union, what is your anticipation going into NACUSO each year?
One, I always have my takeaways. I want to be able to make at least three new connections with people that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I also want to come away with two new ideas that I can bring back to my credit union. So I kind of have like a top five. Mm-hmm. And the thing that this misnomer about NACUSO, and when I've talked with other credit unions, they feel like they can't go if they don't participate in CUSOs. And I've always said to them over the years, like, no, this is this innovation. This is this great idea. And one of my good friends, the CEO, he went when we had it in Orlando in 2021. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, my gosh. He said, this was so eye-opening for me. He said, this was the best conference I have been to. And I don't participate in CUSOs right now, but it's opened the door for me. And I will always make sure that I come back to the NACUSO conference. Yeah. So it's not just for credit unions that deal with CUSOs or just for CUSOs. It's really for the entire credit union movement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing like this conference, Jack. And kudos to you and your team for building such a really cool event that really presents us with the latest and greatest of what's going on in credit unions. And it's all supported and backed by credit unions, which is the more beautiful thing here. And for you, what's the status in the CUSO market today? I mean, obviously, from my perspective, which might be totally different from yours, but I see it as healthy as ever. It's healthier than ever because of the number out there and the need for it as well. So what are you seeing out there as far as the significance of CUSOs for credit unions today?
Oh, we're seeing it really grow. You know, as CUSOs are being faced with new challenges, you know, fintechs are coming into the marketplace and, you know, we're trying to figure out as an industry, well, how do we work with these guys? Do we compete against them? Do we work with them? Are they solution providers? You know, all that kind of thing. It's been pretty amazing because, you know, as we have met with some of these folks like Aluma Labs, for example, you know, they originally got started doing this incredible security for the NSA. You know, after they built that, then they decided, well, where else could somebody use this amazing security when they're talking to somebody? And they said, well, gee, financial institutions. Well, they happened to connect first in the credit union space. And Milan, who is the founder of it, he loves it so much that he has formed a CUSO and he's dedicated Aluma Labs to serving the credit union industry, which is awesome, you know, rather than going to banking and going to everybody else. So it's a great way to help connect with these fintech folks. And, you know, CUSOs are a way that credit unions today can invest in some of these different fintechs. We've been talking to the NCUA board about providing another avenue to be able to allow credit unions to directly invest in fintechs that doesn't go against the CUSO investment limit that exists today. But at least today, that is a way that you can potentially invest in different fintechs that are out there, help to get that solution into the industry, you know, things like that. So there's a huge amount of activity going on in the fintech space. You know, the fintechs, they're looking for exactly what we have, right? Because they have built a product, they built a solution, they built something that they're looking for customers. We, on the other hand, we have a group of wonderful members that we love. You know, we, and people don't tend to think of it that way, but we represent the members. Now, how do we find the very best product and service for the member? That's what we try to help them to be able to do. You know, so we sort through a lot of these different things. We do it through the Next Big Idea competition, you know, where we get, you know, sometimes 2 to 3 dozen different ideas that are brought forth. And then we try to pick out what we think are the very best that could really help the industry the most, or maybe they're further along than some of the others that are being presented. But, you know, what they get to hear about those, you know, we've helped sponsor Venture Tech every year since Venture Tech started, which again brings innovative solutions to the industry. So we really see there's a lot going on in the CUSO space as CUSOs are being developed to be able to help invest in these different organizations. Sometimes they'll actually take and they'll build a CUSO to be able to allow for specifically for that to be partly owned by credit unions, partly owned by the fintech, but that becomes a dedicated credit union solution that way and has the right kind of focus and the right type of understanding about members. So there's actually a lot going on and new CUSOs being developed all the time, which is really pretty exciting. So
yeah,
it's a good time.
You remember the old Apple commercials where they said there's an app for that? You know, when they
yes, yes.
App Store. Now I'm thinking there's a CUSO for that, you know?
So, that's pretty much right.
New tagline for the CUSO next year, Jack. So anyway, yeah. So yeah, that's what I think, because there's so many out there now and there's so many different areas. And Seth, you're experiencing this big time with QCash of all the areas that can be covered here. And share with me the status of CUSOs from your perspective being a CUSO, and what do you see down the road in the near term future for not only QCash but CUSOs as well, because you're involved in this arena as well. So can you share with us your take on this area?
Absolutely. What we're seeing is credit unions are more and more open to partnering with CUSOs to provide the services to their members that they've always wanted to but haven't had the capability to.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's small dollar lending, whether it's small business lending, whether it's home improvement lending, right? Many different ways, mortgage servicing, even now CDs and deposits. And so, you know, when a credit union, you know, they're busy, their IT teams are constrained because they have so much work to do. The idea of having to go build something from scratch is daunting, so they don't do it.
Right.
Partnering with CUSOs who understand technology and know how to plug into a credit union's systems, that makes the ability for them to offer new services extremely easy. And that's really what we're seeing and what we've been a recipient of.
Yeah.
You know, we've been able to partner with many credit unions now who have wanted to do this, but didn't know how to, and certainly didn't know how to do it profitably. And we've given them that capability. And that's really the heart of a CUSO. Right, it's helping credit unions help their members and serve them better. And so we're seeing that the industry wide is much more open to partnering with CUSOs, to investing in CUSOs, and to really having CUSOs as a part of their service agreement to their members.
Yeah, Seth, you were in my brain because I was just thinking that same thing, is that that credit unions are looking for not only to partner, invest, or create CUSOs. I'm Mary Beth, I see you shaking your head. You're right, because they're looking for this stuff and keeping it in the credit union ecosystem. Can you share with us a quick take on that, Mary Beth? Because I know you guys are always looking, and I know there's so many other credit unions out there looking or looking to create something as well. Can you give us the credit union perspective?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, I'm working with a group of credit unions. There's about 15 of us who are getting together. We'll get together in person and looking at saying, credit unions between 700 million and 3 billion, there's a lot of collaboration. And so we're having those discussions. I think moving forward, not only to survive, but to really thrive in credit unions, we have to collaborate more. And I think CUSOs are really going to be sort of the future. We no longer can do it all ourselves, right? Especially when credit unions, we try to be all things to all people, right? We do savings account, checking account, a whole array of loans. And fintechs come in and they're really, really good at one slice of our pie, right? Yeah. And they're peeling away that business. And so we have to partner with them. We have to partner with each other and we have to collaborate. And CUSOs is the way to do that, right? Mm-hmm. That's a way that we can partner with the fintechs and still continue to deliver to our membership.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, there's so much upside here. And for the CUSO, you have an engaged audience already for the credit unions, and then the credit unions get the benefit of the service or the product, if you will. So yeah, there's it's a wonderful two-way street, if you will. So yeah. So gosh, anything else to add here, guys? I mean, we could talk about this all day long, I'm sure, because it's such a positive message that we're conveying here. Jack, I see you nodding here. Any final thoughts here, Jack, as we close out on this one? I mean, and again, this is just the beginning. So
yeah, it is just the beginning. I guess I would say, I heard somebody say this the other day, and I thought it really made so much sense in the context of what we're just talking about. Collaboration is really the secret sauce and the competitive advantage for credit unions. Mm-hmm. You know, that is unique to credit unions. Banks can't do that with one another. You'll see them work together occasionally, but for the most part, they're fierce competitors, right? And their alliance is to their shareholders and getting a return for them. It's not about helping their customers. So we're very unique in our industry. Mm-hmm. And being able to collaborate, work together, that is the huge competitive advantage that we have. And, you know, CUSOs are the tool that really help that to really work.
Indeed. Yeah, well said. And Seth, any final thoughts here on this one?
For me, you know, coming up at the end of March, we have the NACUSO conference.
That's right.
And I don't, you know, whether you are a credit union leader or a CUSO leader, there is a ton of valuable information and networking and experiences that you're going to have there. And so if you haven't signed up yet, go to the NACUSO website and sign up for the conference. You will walk away like Mary Beth's friend who said, this is the best conference I've been to.
Indeed. And Mary Beth, final thoughts here?
I was just going to say, I hope to see you at NACUSO in March.
Well said. All right. Yeah. And those dates, everybody, are March 27th through the 30th at the Wynn in Las Vegas. And we'll put a link in the show notes so you guys can get right to it and register and get there. Yeah, I totally echo what you guys said. There's no other event like it. And you'll be happy that you went there for sure. And you're going to definitely make some really good connections too. So if not, partnering up with some CUSOs out there. So guys, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedules today. And always appreciate your expertise and your insights. And look forward to seeing you guys. And oh my gosh, dare I say, in almost a month, we're going to see
exactly.
You guys in Las Vegas. All right. Well, have fun and get all prepped up beforehand. And we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys in a little over 30 days. All righty.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
You are welcome. Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.